Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, which is Parshas Ekev, and the title of the shiur tonight is The Designer Clothing of the Desert. So tonight we're going to look at Devarim Parches in this week's parsha, which deals with the incident of, or the miracle of, the Jewish people's clothing never wearing out. And it's mentioned in this week's parsha, it's also mentioned later on in Devarim. So we'll try to understand it, and there seems to be a machlokes, we've shown him about it, what it was. So let's look inside our parsha, and we'll look at some of the sources and try to understand, with further analysis, what this idea is of the clothing that the Jewish people wore in the desert. So if we start with source number one on the source sheets, it's Devarim Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph, and it starts as follows. Kol mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecha yom tishmarun la'asos l'man techiyun urvisam uvasam v'yirishtam es'aretz asher nishba adoshem lavoseichem. So you should keep all the mitzvos that I command you, in order that you live and you procreate and you go into the land that was promised to your forefathers. V'zachartaz kol aderech asher olichecha Hashem okecha zeh arba'im shana b'medbar l'man anosecha d'nasosecha l'adas es asher b'lvavecha hasishmor mitzvosav imlo. And you should remember, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you should remember the path that Hashem took you for 40 years in the desert in order to cause you hardship and to test you, that you should know, or he should know, that which is in your heart in order to keep the mitzvos or not. Vayi'ancha vayarivecha vayachilcha saman asher liyadata v'lu yaduna v'secho l'man hodiyacha ki lo alechem avado yechi adam ki al komotza fi adoshem yechi adam. And he caused you hunger in the desert, and he gave you man to satiate you so that you should know that you didn't know and that your forefathers didn't know of, in order to teach you that man is not dependent on lechem, but he's really dependent on God. And whatever God gives him, that's what causes his sustenance and his ability to live, and not lechem. It's not lechem alone. Simlasecha lo valsa me'alecha v'ragelcha lo vatzeka zeh arba'im shana. And your clothing did not wear out, and nor did your feet swell up for 40 years. V'yadata im levavecha ki k'asher yaser ishas b'no ad Hashem elokecha miyasreka. And you know in your hearts that when Hashem disciplined you, it was the way in which a father disciplines his son, and that was the purpose. The purpose was for God to, for Hashem to send us on the right path. So the first source talks about the travails of the desert, and it talks about the man. But in Pasuk Dalid, it mentions this idea that the Jewish people had clothing in the desert, and the clothing never wore out and never got old. And it never, and also their feet never were swollen, even though they were walking or they were traveling for so long. So the Torah mentions this idea or this concept. So I want to understand, that's the title of the shiur, The Designer Clothing of the Desert. Let's understand what the nature of this, of the clothing were, that the clothing never wore out. What's the idea there? What's the Torah trying to express in this way by telling us this? So we look in Devarim, Perek Chav Tes, in source number 2, we see that this is mentioned again. At the end of Devarim, it's Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Beis, Hamasos Hagdolos Asher Ro'u Einecha Ha'osos V'Hamovsem Hagdolim Ahim. So you saw all these great miracles. The Lo Nasan Hashem Lachem Leva Das V'Nayim Leros V'Oznayim Mishmo Ada Yom Hazeh. Hashem hasn't given you the ability to see, the ability to know, the ability to see with your eyes, and the ability to hear until this day. Va'oleich eschem arba'im shana b'midbar, lo valusal moseichem me'aleichem, v'na'alchal lo valusal me'al raglecha. And I took you, I traveled, or I guess I took you for 40 years in the desert, and your simlos, your clothing, never wore out, and your shoes never wore out as well, from on your feet. So again, the Torah mentions this idea that their clothing never wore out. So we have to understand what the significance of this idea is. How do we define this concept of what happened in the desert with the Jews' clothing, that it never wore out? And there's an interesting discrepancy pointed out, which we'll see in the Sfsicha Chamim, that in Parshas Ekev, in our Parsha, it says that their feet never were never swollen. And in Devarim later on, it doesn't say the feet, it says the shoes, that the shoes never wore out. It never doesn't mention the feet. So what exactly does that discrepancy mean? But the main point, the main question of the shiur is, what is the concept? Can we explain the concept of what happened with the clothing in the desert? Is there is there a reason for this? Is there a reason why the Torah mentions this in two places? That the clothing never wore out, and either their shoes never wore out or their feet never were swollen. So that's the question. So if we look in Rashi, Rashi gives us a little bit more information. And in source number 3, Rashi and our Parsha says, Simlasecha lo valsa. Anani kavod hayu shafim v'chsusam u'megatzim osam kemin kelem meguhatzim. So he says that the clouds, the famous clouds that were traveling and surrounding the Jewish people, they also were dry cleaners, and they would dry clean and iron the clothing of the Jewish people while it was on them, in order to clean them and make sure that they didn't wear out. V'af k'tanehem k'mosha yugidelem hayagadol levushan imahem. And also, when the children would grow, their clothing would grow with them, so they didn't grow out of their clothing. You never had to buy new clothes. The clothes themselves, they stretched as the children got older and they got bigger. Kilavush hazeh shel chomet shegadel imo. So it's like there's different interpretations of what this means. One is a chomet shegadel imo is, it's talking about a shell of a snail. So as a snail grows, although the snail usually switches to a different shell, but the idea is that as the snail gets bigger, the shell gets bigger as well. And I think another possibility is that it's referring to a lizard, that the lizard's skin, I think, grows with it. So that's another way to interpret chomet. So there's two interpretations. But basically, Rashi's saying that it was a miracle, that really the clothing of the Jewish people was supposed to wear out, but because you had the ananim, the clouds, these miraculous clouds were constantly cleaning them, and also they grew with the children. So it was a miracle. It was a miracle that occurred in the desert that the clothing should have worn out, but they didn't wear out. And then it says, Lo vatzeka, lo nafcha kevatze, kederech choche yachef sharaglem nefuchos. And then Rashi explains that normally when a person walks a lot, his feet swell up because your feet hurt you and they swell up. But by the Jewish people who were walking in the desert and were traveling, so their feet were never swollen. They never got swollen. So these are the two ideas. But Rashi seems to indicate, the basic point of Rashi is that it was a miracle. It was a nace that these clothing, A, never got old or wore out, and B, the clothing grew with the children. So that was a nace. And the Siftei Chachamim in source number 4 explains a little bit further in Rashi. So let's see. He says, Rotze lomar ma chidush haya bezesh im anichem abegadim bekufsa shelo hayu bolin. So what would be the chidush if the clothing was in a box and it didn't wear out? Of course it wouldn't wear out because it's not worn. Umefarish ta'afal pi shahayu habegadim aleihem kol mem shana, even though they wore the same clothing all 40 years, lo hayu bolin, it never wore out. V'atam yishim da'anane kavod, and the reason the Rashi is giving is based on the Medrash, which is that the ananim were cleaning them. V'zeu dechsev me'alecha, that's why the Pasuk says, and it's good, simlesecha lo valsa me'alecha. It means that your clothing never got worn out on you, upon you, meaning that even the Jews, when the Jews were wearing the clothing, and they wore it constantly, it didn't wear out because you had the ananim, the clouds, cleaning them consistently. And it says, afal pisha yu begadim aleihem, even though the clothing were on them, so they were cleaned. So interesting, it's interesting just scientifically, because we know that cleaning usually wears out begadim, but it's saying in this case that the cleaning kept the begadim fresh from wearing out, and that's the nace. The nace was that the ananim functioned to clean, to dry clean the clothing, and iron them, we'll see later in the Medrash. So it kept the clothing nice and clean, and it made them look good. And that's the miracle. And if you look in the Siftei Chachamim in source number 5, he goes on a little bit, and he says, "Im tomar v'ha b'parshas Kisavo k'siv v'nalcha lo valsa me'araglecha." It says in Kisavo, as we saw before in source number 2, that their shoes never wore out. Shma mina shahayu lahem min alayim. So we know that they had shoes. V'yesh lomar dehasam kai ayotze mitzrayim shahayu lahem min olim osam min alayim lo valu me'araglehem. So the shoes that they took out of Mitzrayim didn't wear out. Umasha pirishkan haynu osan shenoldu b'midbar shelo ayu lahem minolim. But the children that were born in the Midbar, they didn't have any shoes. So because they didn't have any shoes, that's what the Torah is teaching us, that they were walking around barefoot, but nevertheless, their feet never got swollen. So the first explanation of the Siftei Chachamim is that there were two classes of individuals. There were those who had shoes because they left Mitzrayim, and that's what the Pasuk in Kisavo is referring to. But then there were those who didn't have shoes, children that were born in the desert, and they really their feet stayed nice and slim. So that's what he says. V'ra'am pirish k'derech holchei yachif klomar lo dia be'ezem min neficha kamari lo shayu yachifei regel. So he says that most people who walk around barefoot, so they usually get a type of swelling in their feet, and that's what the Torah is coming to explain that they didn't get. The ein lahakshos lefi perusho my bal lahashminu. So you can't ask what this is coming to teach us. Pshita shlo batseka kevin shlo halachu yachif. It's obvious that they didn't swell up because they had shoes. The yesh lomar inachinami the zeba kasuv lashminu. So the possibility is that the Torah is trying to teach us this. The lo valsa me'al raglehem, that their shoes never wore out. V'achi perusho, and this is the explanation, raglecha lo vatseka, kederach kol holche yachif, their feet didn't become swollen like people who walk around barefoot. Why? L'fish lo basem l'chal zeh, mishem dinalcha lo valsa me'al raglecha. Because they never had to walk barefoot, because they had shoes, and their shoes never wore out. So he's saying, the Ra'am, and the explanation of the Ra'am is that the Torah here is just saying the reason why their feet never got swollen is because of the fact that they had shoes that didn't wear out. So there's two interpretations of the pasuk. Either the idea of the feet not swelling is referring to children who didn't have shoes leaving Mitzrayim, whereas the adults had shoes, or the fact that their feet didn't swell is because of the fact that they had shoes that didn't wear out, because when a person's shoes wear out, that's when they feel the ground more, and that's when their feet swell up, and that's not what happened in this situation, and that was the miracle. Okay, fine. So we have Rashi's interpretation. Rashi's interpretation and the Sifsei Chachamim are that there was this great miracle that occurred with regard to the clothing, the shoes, that nothing wore out, and the Anunim played a role in that miracle. But then if we look at the Ibn Ezra, this is where the Shir takes a turn, and the Ibn Ezra in source number 6, it says, Simlasecha. So he says, Yesh Omrim Derech Os. So some want to say that it was a miracle, i.e. Rashi. V'acherim Omrim Kiyotziu Malbushim Rabim B'Mitzrayim. But others want to say that the Jews took out a lot of clothes from Mitzrayim. V'itachin she'ein betoldas aman leholid zeah. And he says that really the man, the nature of man was that people who ate the man didn't perspire, and it prevented perspiration. So he explains that there's two opinions. One opinion is that it was a miracle, that the clothing didn't wear out. But the other opinion is, no, it wasn't really a miracle on the clothing per se, but really the Jews, when they left Mitzrayim, they took out different types of clothing, different sizes. They had a lot of clothing that they were carrying with them in their suitcases when they left Mitzrayim. And the fact that it didn't wear out is just a byproduct of the mun, that the mun was really such that it didn't cause sweating, and we'll see what that means later on. And he goes on, he says, Lo vatseka migzeros vayofuas abatsek, they didn't swell up. Kiminog regel ha'oreach shalach ragle derech rav, a person who's a traveler, who walks a lot, she'infachu raglov, it's normal for the feet to swell up. Basem, so if he's talking, she'nosem lahem hashem koach, ohochem la'at. Either Hashem gave them strength to continue walking, or they went really slowly, and the slowness of their approach and their path prevented their feet from swelling. So the Ibn Ezra says, he argues with Rashi, he's not really taking a position, but he's bringing down another shita. And the Ibn Ezra says that there's two opinions as to how to explain this idea of the clothing not being worn out. Either it itself was a miracle, and the miracle occurred through the Anunim, the fact that the clouds would clean them and they grew, or the Ibn Ezra says there's another approach, that it was natural, that it really wasn't a miracle per se, but the Jews took out a lot of clothing when they left Mitzrayim. And when they left Mitzrayim, they had tons and tons of children's clothing, adult clothing. And not only that, but because of the fact that they didn't sweat at all in the desert, and that was the chiddush of the mun, that the mun didn't cause perspiration, that's why they the clothing didn't wear out. Because normally, his take is that sweat is what causes clothing to wear out, but they never sweat. They didn't have any sweat in the midbar because of the mun. So he holds that it really wasn't a miracle in itself. So the machlokes seems to be whether it's a miracle in itself, or it's not a miracle really on its own. And there are other factors. So I want to try to understand that. Understand this machlokas a little bit deeper. And try to go into some of the details of this machlokas. So if we look in, we look at the Ramban here in source number 7. Anybody have any questions at this point? Just stop me. Cut me off. It's fine. But if we look in the Ramban in source number 7, so he seems to take sides. And he says, Simlasacha lo valsa me'alecha, anane kavod hayushafin bichsusan umegatsim osam kimo kelim hamiguhatsim. So he quotes Rashi, and he says that the Ananim, the clouds, would clean the clothing, and they would press them so they look nice. V'chein k'tanehem k'shayu g'delin gadel levushan imahem. And so too, when the children would grow, their clothing grew with them. Lashon Rashi. V'divrei agada, and it's a medrash, this Rashi. Aval, Rav Avram, so the Ibn Ezra he's quoting, kasa v'achirem amru ki yotziu mabushim rabim. Other scholars say that they took out a lot of clothing. V'yitachin she'em betoldus saman l'holidzeya. And furthermore, the nature of man was not to create any sweat. V'chein omar v'raglecho lo vatzeka sh'nasalem koach o holicham lat. And so too, the Ibn Ezra says that their feet didn't swell up. Why? Because they were given strength, extra strength, or they went really slow. V'ein devar v'nechonim, but the Ramban argues. He says, no, that doesn't make sense. He argues with the Ibn Ezra's approach. Ki Moshe yatzkir lehemzeh. Moshe's mentioning this whole thing about the simla, the garments, and the man, lemor, to teach us, ki ba'asiyos ha-mitzvah, yela mazon uchsus v'yachlifu koach, to teach us that if you keep mitzvos, you'll get sustenance, physical sustenance, you'll get clothing, and you'll have strength. Kasher chayu b'man, arba'im shana, just like they lived off the man for 40 years, v'ahu lohem ha-smalos v'orach b'raglayim lo yavo, and they had the simlos, they had the dresses and the clothing, and they didn't have the normal method of what happens when you travel. V'akol b'maisa anes. The Ramban says it's all miraculous. Ki akol motza pi Hashem yechia hadam yisparnes. Because everything is trying to teach us that if you follow the word of God, that's what's going to create your sustenance and nothing else on itself. V'im techases akor b'simlo chadasha b'arbeim shana tivle afa pisha ein bazdaya afki enosh rima. And he says that he doesn't buy the sweat argument, because the Ramban says that if you're wearing clothing for 40 years, even if you put it on a beam for 40 years, it's going to wear out. It doesn't matter whether you sweat or not, it's going to wear out. So he doesn't like the Ibn Ezra's approach, that it's because of the lack of sweat of the man. So the Ramban takes sides, and he likes Rashi. So we have two different interpretations, or two different teams here. They have the Ibn Ezra, who quotes both, but he seems to be, according to the Ramban, Ramban's upset that the Ibn Ezra is approaching it in a more natural way. And the Ibn Ezra's approach is that really, the clothing itself came out of Mitzrayim, and the fact that it didn't wear out was a byproduct of the man. And the Ramban and Rashi hold note that it was a miracle on its own, and the idea of the simla of the dresses was an idea in itself, and it was a miracle in itself. So let's try, as I said before, let's try to go deeper, a little bit deeper into what this machlokas is, and try to understand, you know, what this idea is of the clothing not wearing out. So if we look in source number 8, we'll go back to the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra says that they took a lot of clothing out of Mitzrayim. So if we look in the Psukim in Parshas Bo, it says, Ivnei Yisrael asu kedvar Moshe, v'yishalum in Mitzrayim klei chesef uklei zahav usmalos. So he says that the Jews, when they left Mitzrayim, so they also, they took out a lot of jewelry, and gold and silver and garments. V'Hashem nasan eschena am be'nei Mitzrayim v'yashilum v'yinatzlus Mitzrayim. And there was a miracle there, that really the Jews were given a certain favor or grace in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim lent out or gave their clothing to the Jews, and the Jews had plundered Mitzrayim. So if you look in the Psukim in Bo, we see that the fact that the Jews were able to take out clothing was a miracle in itself, because of the fact that normally the Mitzrayim wouldn't have lent out the Jews' clothing, but the Torah is teaching us that it was an extreme miracle that God gave the Jewish people chen, grace in the eyes, or favor in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and only because of that did they give the Jewish people clothing. So if you look in Rashi, he says over there, interesting point, he says, Kedvar Moshe, she'amar lahem b'mitzrayim, v'yishalu ish me'Yisra'ehu. This was a command that the Jewish people ask from their friend. Usmalos, af hein hayu chashuvos lahem min hakesef u'min hazav, v'am'uchar b'pasuk chashuv. So that which, at the end of the pasuk, it says, kesef, zahav, and smalos. So we see that the smalos, the garments themselves, were really the most beloved to the Mitzrayim, And those were the hardest for them to give away to the Jewish people. So the greatest miracle of Mitzrayim was really tied to the giving away of the clothing. And the question is why? Why is the clothing, or the Jewish people taking the clothing from the Mitzrayim, considered the biggest miracle? So the Sifsei Chachamim says on this Rashi, he says, the Im lo kein usmalos lamali. So why do we need smalos? The Im kasef is of hishilum kol shekein smalos. If they were giving the Jewish people jewelry and kasef, you know, kasef, silver and gold, of course they would give them their clothing. So why is clothing such a big chedesh? Umarshal pirish midalot siva hakadosh baruch hu sheyishalu smalos. So Hashem never commanded the Jewish people to get garments, clothing from the Mitzrayim, only the jewelry. Shema minash lo yachashuvos. It sounded like that they weren't that important, because Hashem only commanded the Jewish people to take silver and gold from the Mitzrayim. Ulechach lo omar kadosh baruch hu sheyishalu ela kasef v'zahav kedei lekayim ve'achakach yetzu b'rechush gadol. So he just wanted the Jewish people to take gold and silver from the Mitzrayim to fulfill the promise that he made to Avraham, that the Jews would leave Mitzrayim with great wealth. V'yisrael me'atzmam hayu sholem mehem ha'begadim. The Jewish people decided to ask for the clothes. L'fi she'ani shelohaya bo beged al tzavaro, lohaya nosin enav shal kesef zahav. So a person who's poor, he doesn't really look to gold and silver. Ela lishol mehem beged o ksones. They just want clothes. V'alzeh pir she'chashivos haya. So that's what it means, that they were chashiv. Rotzei lomar be'enei Mitzrayim, in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, they were chashuv. Why? Hayazed davar gadol v'chashuv l'chashuv lahem. It was a very big deal for the Mitzrayim to give the Jews the clothing. L'fisha yumuvdolim yisrael b'malbushein u'manhigam. The Mitzrayim were differentiated from the Jews in their clothing and their actions and their customs. L'fichach kishaya mitri mashil habeged l'yisrael. When the Mitzri gave the clothing to the Yisrael, they knew that the Jews weren't going to give it back. Because the Jew wears different clothes, but nevertheless, they borrowed, they took it. It was chashuv to the Mitzri, because the Mitzri was giving up of the essential difference he saw in himself between him and the Jew. But really, the Mitzrayim, they gave their jewelry away because in the back of their minds they thought they would get it back. But they knew that since the Jews were poor and they needed clothing, they knew that the Jews wouldn't give them back their clothing. And that was really the most precious element to the Mitzri, because it really consecrated the idea that the Mitzrayim were not getting the stuff back and the Jews were leaving. And the whole breakdown of, I think the Sifsei Chachamim is pointing out, that one of the elements that prevented the identification of the Mitzrayim with the Jews was their clothing, and now they had to give them away. So it was really difficult. It was the most chashuv for the Mitzri to give away the clothing, because it broke down their identification that they weren't Jewish with the Jew. And also, furthermore, they knew that they weren't going to get it back. So really, the smolos were really the greatest expression of the miracle of Vayashilum, of the Jewish people getting their clothing from the Mitzrayim. Because really, the clothing, as the Sifsei Chachamim and Rashi point out, was really the most beloved. It was the most naturally instinctive element that the Mitzrayim wouldn't want to give up, because of the fact that it demonstrated a differentiation between them and the Jew. And also, they knew that if they gave up the clothing, they would never get it back. So we see from Rashi and the Sifsei Chachamim, that's the smalos is really the essence of the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Viyatu or Viyetu Berchush Gadol. So that's one idea that we see in the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra focuses on this concept that the clothing that was taken out of Mitzrayim was really the clothing of the desert. So that's one aspect of the Ibn Ezra Shita. So we see that one idea that Ibn Ezra is trying to point out as to why to learn the miracle of the clothing as natural is because if you don't learn it that way, you're really taking away from the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra holds that we want to try to prevent, the Torah doesn't want to take away from one miracle and presenting another miracle. So the Ibn Ezra maintains that when we have this conflict of two miracles, we need to assume more natural. And I think that's the Ibn Ezra's approach. And if you keep going, he says also, if you look in the Yuma, we're going to get to Yuma, by the idea of the Mun. So his other point was that the man doesn't create perspiration. So if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, it's interesting machlokas. It says Tanu Rabbanan Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. The lechem, the food, or the bread of heroes, a hero's meal, each man ate. Lechem Shemalchi Asharis Ochlen Oso Divrei Rabbi Akiva. It was the lechem that the Malchi Asharis ate, according to Rabbi Akiva. Ukshenemru Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael Amr Lehem Tzuv Amru Lo LeAkiva Akiva Ta'isa. When this idea that the lechem, which is a reference to the man, was really eaten by the Malchi Asharis, so Rabbi Yishmael said, "You're wrong, Akiva. Lechi Malchi Asharis Ochlen Lechem Dil Malachem Eat Lechem." When Moshe was up by Har Sinai, he didn't eat or drink. Elamani makayim abirim. What does it mean, abirim? Lechem shenivla b'masayim barbayim ushmona evarim. The mun was a lechem, was a bread that was absorbed into a person's body, into all their bones. If you look in Rashi, nivla b'evarim, eno yotze min ha'ma'ayim. They didn't have any waste in the desert. It says they didn't have any refuse in the desert. So that was one aspect of the mun. That the mun, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, was the mun the lechem of Amalchi Asharis, or was the mun really a lechem of Abirim, which means that it was absorbed into the bones, the Evarim themselves? And Rashi interprets that they never left the intestines, Eino Yotze Min HaMa'ayim. So when the Jewish people ate the mun, they didn't have any refuse, they didn't have anything come out of their intestines. So what exactly is this machlokas, and can we understand this in the context of the Ibn Ezra? So I was thinking about this machlokas. What does it mean, you know, the lechem of the Malchi Asharis versus the end, which is that it's a lechem that is nivla nevarim. So I think that the question is, in the mun, was the mun, the side of Rabbi Akiva, he holds that the mun was really the lechem of Malchi Asharis. So what is he saying? Of course he knew that the Malachim didn't eat. So what's his idea? His idea seems to be that the Malchi Asharis are entities or beings, intelligences, as we call them, that exist in the non-physical world. They don't exist with physicality. And the idea of the mun was that it was the food that was created or designed by God in a way to express the ideas, the concepts of mitzvos and halachos to the furthest extent of any food in creation. So I believe that Rabbi Akiva's idea that the mun was a lechem of the Malchi Asharis is that I don't think he maintained that really the Malachim ate lechem. But he's saying that if a lechem or if a food was designed in the most philosophically pure way, and as a food that expressed ideas, expressed concepts of God's greatness, of God's superiority, that's the mun. So the mun is the greatest expression of lechem, of food, in the framework of it expressing God's might, God's greatness. And that's what it means, that it's the lechem of the Malachi Asharis. Not that the Malachim ate lechem, but the idea is that the lechem, the mun itself, expressed the ideas of the non-physical ideas of the Torah, of philosophy, of God, to the furthest ability of any food that existed. And that was the idea of the mun. And the other idea is that the mun was absorbed. So what does that teach you? And the Rashi says that there was nothing that came out. So it teaches us that the mun was, there was no waste when it came to the mun. Usually we refer to a person's waste product, the refuse as waste product. So the idea of the mun is that the mun was designed in a way to create no waste. And it was designed in a way where it functioned in the most perfect way for man to survive and to exist. And that's the idea of the mun. And that's what I think, there's no Gemara that talks about the mun not creating perspiration. But I think the idea that Ibn Ezra is saying is that in that aspect of the mun, that it was used fully to function for man's survival, and there was nothing about it that was wasteful, is expressed in the idea of not sweating. Because sweat is like, in a sense, is like the body waste. It's body waste. It's when your fluid leaves your body. So the idea is that the mun sustained the person in a way where there was no need for, there was no waste. Every aspect of it was necessary and was important to the survival of man. So just to summarize, the Ibn Ezra's opinion, I think, and his shita, and then we'll look at the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachya, the Ibn Ezra maintains that really the nace of the simla, of the garments, wasn't really tied to the garments themselves. It was really the idea that we don't want to take away from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the essence of the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if we look back in Yud Beis, is really the idea of the Jewish people taking the clothing away from the Mitzrayim because it went against their nature. The Mitzrayim viewed their own clothing as something that separated them from the Jews, and they knew that had they give it up, they would never get it back. So they had the most resistance in giving up their clothing. And the greatest aspect of that miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Jews leaving with a lot of gold and clothing, was the clothing themselves. So according to the Ibn Ezra maintains that when you're learning the Torah and you see this idea of the smell, of the symbolos, of the clothing in the desert, we can't learn it as a miracle, because then it would take away from the miraculous nature of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was such that the Jews left with a lot of clothing. Seemingly, that was the essence of the miracle, and seemingly the Jewish people left with a lot of different size clothing, and that's what the Ibn Ezra maintains. But therefore, so how does he learn it? He learns that it's really not a miracle in itself, but it's a byproduct of the mun. It's a byproduct of the fact that the mun was designed in a way where it wouldn't create any waste. And if you look back in the Psukim, before we get to the Ramban, if you look back in the Psukim kind of highlight what he's trying to say, because if you look in source number one, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vayancha varyivacha vayachal chas amana sherli adata, v'lo yadun abusecha, l'man odiacha kilo alechem levado yichyeh adam, ki al komotza fiyad Hashem yichyeh adam. And then it says, Simwasecha lo valsa me'alecha, v'raglecha lo vatzeka ze arba'im shana. So the Ibn Ezra is saying, based on his second interpretation, that really the Torah is introducing mun, because the mun was really the source of the next idea of the smalos, of the simlasecha lo valsa me'alecha, naturally follows from the miracle of the mun. That the mun was designed in a way, as we saw from the Torah, from the Gemara, that it didn't create any waste. So that's really the reason why the smalos, the garments were not worn out. So the Ibn Ezra's interpretation makes sense in learning the Psukim. He's saying that the Torah introduces the mun, and really the mun was the essential miracle, and the idea of the garments is that it follows the mun, that because they didn't sweat from the mun, the idea being that the mun functioned perfectly, created no waste, that there's nothing unnecessary about it, so too that produced the effect of the clothing not being worn out. So, but I believe the basis for the Ibn Ezra is that he doesn't want to take away from the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a basic fundamental idea in how to learn the Torah that the Ibn Ezra is expressing, that when you approach this and you look at the clothing, you have to take into account whether if you learn it as a miracle, it'll affect the greatness of another miracle. And that's how the Ibn Ezra looks at it, that if you learn this as a miracle in itself, it takes away from the miraculous nature of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore he ties it to the mun. That really the mun is the essential miracle, and the garments are a byproduct of that. But the Ramban says, and he argues. So if you go back to the Ramban says that also he compares it to the mun. If you go back to source number 7, he says, Ki Moshe yaskir lehem zeh lemor ki basios hamitzvah yelahem mazon uchsus yachlifu kalach kasher chayu b'man arba'im shana v'hayu lehem asmolos v'orach b'raglaim lo yavah. So Ramban says that all these aspects, the mun, is compared, the smalos, the idea of the clothing, was compared to the mun. Just like the mun sustained the Jews, so too the clothing sustained the Jews, and it was all a miracle, and it was all to teach you that man survives from God and not from anything physical. So if you look in, just to define the Ramban, if you look in Rabbi Bachya, he goes into a little more detail in source number 12, and then we'll get to the Ramban's idea and his basic point on the miracle of the simla, of the dresses, the garments. Simlasecha lovasa me'alecha. Hinei ze'aya neis gadol b'shinoi tivo shel olam. Ki abegadim heim bolin b'asmadas halavisha b'derech ha'teva. He says this is a great miracle, because when you wear clothing a lot, they wear out, and that's its nature. V'chan b'anshei ha'midbar nisharu b'chidusham tamin v'ein azman v'hazeya sholtin aleim l'chalosam. They always wore the same clothes, according to the Rabbeinu Bachya, similar to the Ramban. And the sweat, nothing caused it to wear out. Of a medrash, Shal Rabbi Elazar as Rabbi Shimon, Mehechan ayushral levushin kar bayim shana. So they asked, so Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Shimon, where did the Jews get clothing all 40 years? Amar lo mimashil bisham malachi asharis. From that which was clothing of the malachim. Shinemar val bishcha rikma. Mahu rikma, so I'll clothe you with rikma. What is rikma? Rabbi Simai Omer Porphyra, which is a royal garment. So Amar Lo, V'loha Yubalin. So the Jews wore, what clothing did they wear? He says the clothing of the Malachim. What was it? It was royal clothing. Okay, so then what happened? Why didn't it? It says Rabbi Simai Omar Profir, Amar Lo, V'loha Yubalin. Did they not wear out? Amar Lo, V'loha Karyas Me'olam, Simlaschol Valsim Alecha. Did you not read in the Torah that their clothing never wore out? Amar Lo, he said back, V'ahu Akatanim Gidelim Imahem. And he said, "Oh, with the small clothes grow with them." Amar tseil mad min achomets. So learn out from the lizard that the skin grows. Hazesh levusho gadol imo. Amar lo v'lo yitzrich in techboses. Did they not need it to be washed? Amar lo ha'anan ayashaf behind the megatzon. The anan, the cloud would wash them and press them. Amar lo v'lo yinistrafin. Would they ever burn in the sun? Amar lo tseil mad min asitin alalu. So look at this sitin of salamander, based on the interpretation, where they're in the heat and they don't burn up. Did they not get lice, the clothing? The bodies of those in the desert were not eaten by worms, so would the clothing be eaten by worms? Did they not smell? When they didn't change their clothes regularly? Amar lo, habe'er hayamal hamine deshayim, shayarecha nodef, misofa ola matsofa, vayumanan and vahan. So the be'er, the well that traveled with the Jewish people, it sent out this beautiful scent, and the clothing always smelled good. Shenamar, as it says, binos desha yarbitzeni. So it says in the pasuk that he made me lie in green pastures. Bash lomo al vashalom upirish vareach samosayach kireach levanon. Your robes are, the smell of your robes are like the smell of Levanon. Ad kan b'midrash tehillim b'mizmar Hashem roi l'echzar u'per sitin begodim v'abeged shir zeres nikrasitz. Okay, fine. So what does the Rabbeinu Bachya say? He says like the Ramban. So what's his interpretation? So they hold, they maintain that similar to the mun, and the reason why I brought this in is because if you look in the Gemara by the mun, it says that the mun was a lechem of the Malachi Asharis. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachya, he says the clothing of the Jews were the clothing of the Malachi Asharis. So what do we see? We see this comparison. So what is the Torah teaching us? The Torah is teaching us that there were two independent miracles. There were the miracles of the mun and the miracle of the clothing. And both were designed in the most perfect way to function for sustenance. The mun was designed to function for sustenance, and that's the idea of, and it expressed, the, from a philosophical standpoint, the greatest idea and knowledge that a food could express. And so too, the clothing themselves, and the miracle of the clothing, mirrored the miracle of the mun. And that it also was there for sustenance and to allow the Jewish people to survive. And it was designed the similar way, in the same way as the mun. It was designed in a way where it expressed the greatest philosophical ideas about God. And it was designed in the most miraculous way to provide sustenance, the optimal sustenance and survival of the Jewish people. So if you look in the Ramban, and you go back to the Psukim, similar to what we did before, he learns out that the mun introducing the idea of the miracle of the garments and not wearing out, is that the mun is really a parallel to the miracle of the garments. That just like the mun was designed, and like the Gemara says, was the lechem of the Malachi Asharis, it's the food of Malachim, so too the clothing and the miracle of the clothing is designed in the same way. It expresses the same type of system of hashkacha, of divine intervention, through this miracle of the smalos. So the Ramban, he argues with the Ibn Ezra, and he maintains that the Torah is introducing the mun to teach us that the mun is really the paradigm, and the miracle of the smalos of the garments, it parallels the miracle of the mun. They're both there to sustain the Jewish people, and they're both designed in a similar way as a miracle. So if you were to study miracles, and the design of miracles, you would look at these two miracles and see the commonality between the two of them. So the machlokas is the mun really the essential miracle, and similar and simply the smalos, the dresses, the garments, are really a byproduct of the miracle of the mun. And like we said, the Ibn Ezra maintains that it wasn't a miracle in itself because he didn't want to take away from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or is the clothing not wearing out a miracle in itself? And the mun is really parallel to that miracle because they both function and were designed by Hashem in a similar way. So it seems like the idea of the designer clothing and the Torah is really a question in what really caused it. Was it really the mun? Or do you say that it was really designed in a similar way to the mun, but it was its own miracle, it's an independent miracle? So I just wanted to finish off this year with one last medrash. I think we have some time. We just have a couple minutes. It'll be quick. So if you look in source number 13, the Medrash brings down this pasuk. It says, one more point. It's in Parshas Naso, and it says that anybody who has taras, leprosy, gets sent out of the camps. At motza melech basar v'dam, yeshlo porfasitin, af elokim yeshlo porfasitin. So just like human kings have army chiefs, Hashem has army chiefs. Shenamar su'us rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, melech basar v'dam yeshlo duchusin. So people, human kings have commanders, af elokim yeshlo duchusin. So too, Hashem has commanders. Unesiei halevi, amar v'shua ben levi doch duchnin haya. He was a commander. Amir Yishev and Levi, Doch Duchnin Haya. Melech Basar V'dam, Mechalek Dontiva L'Ligyonosav. So a human king gives gifts and donations to his troops. Helokim, Mechalek Dontuvya. Hashem also gives donations. Shnemar, Hinanimam Tir Lachem, Lechem in Hashemayim. So he gave him the mon. Melech Basar V'dam, Mechalek Kalim, Uvesetya L'Irsta Yotos Shalo, V'af Helokim, Kain. So the Melech Basar V'dam gives garments to his troops, his soldiers. So to Hashem does Shenemar Simlosachal Lavalsa, says that their clothing never wore out. Melech Basar V'dam Yeshlo Sefkola Vafalokim Yeshlo Sefkola Shenemar Mosu Masano Eif Vano Afes. So Hashem also has din, has judgment, just like a human king has judgment. Melech Basar V'dam Yeshlo Katrikus Afalokim Yeshlo Katrikus. Just like a human king has fine, so too Hashem has fines. Shnamar v'anshu oso mea kesef melech basar v'dam yeshlo kapurus af elokim yeshlo kapurus. Shnamar arba'im yakenu lo yosef. There's a sliding scale. Melech basar v'dam yeshlo medlon shel trudin af elokim yeshlo medlon shel trudin. So God also has a place of banishment. So what do we see from this medrash? He quotes in the middle that just like a human king gives garments to his troops, so too God does. So one last point is that it seems like the miracle, if you hold it's a miracle, of the clothing not wearing out is an expression of Malchios Hashem. That really, it fits under the category or the Hashkacha of Malchios. That normally, God's Malchios, his kingship, is not compared to human kingship, but here it's being compared to teach us that Hashem giving the Jewish people man and lechem, and also Hashem giving the people clothing, was an expression of his Malchios, of his kingship. So on, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, for example, when we're trying to understand the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Malchios, we should recognize that one of the midos of a melech is to give clothing to his troops, his soldiers. And one of the midos of a king is to sustain his troops. So too, these miracles of the mon and also the clothing try to express or do express the malchios of Hashem. So I just wanted to finish the shiur that way. So let me just summarize quickly. This week's shiur was on Parshas Ekev, and we were trying to analyze the nature of the idea of the clothing of the Jewish people in the desert not wearing out. And we basically saw two different approaches. The Ibn Ezra's approach was that it wasn't a miracle in itself. It really was the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was exemplified by the Jews taking out clothing, which would have been inappropriate for the Torah to express this as a miracle, according to the Ibn Ezra, on its own, because it would take away from the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, he ties it back to the mun, and he says the essential miracle was the mun, and the design of the mun was such that it didn't produce any wearing out of the clothing. The other side, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachya say no, that really the Torah is teaching us that the design of this miracle was parallel to the design of the mun. Just like the design of the mun by Hashem as a miracle was such that it expressed the highest level of philosophical ideas and it was designed for no waste, in a non-wasteful way, so too, that was the way that he designed this miracle of the clothing. That it was designed for the optimal sustenance of the Jewish people. It expressed the highest level of ideas about Hashem. So that's the idea, that they were parallel to one another. And finally, the last concept is that these are expressions of Malchias Hashem, that if you were to try to understand the category of Ashkacha, of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these miracles fit under, they fit under the Midah of Malchias, which is expressed in the Medrash and Bamidbar Rabbah. So I just wanted to complete the shiur, finish the shiur with that idea. Anybody have any questions? Any points? Okay.